A flurry of excitement, but also caution today after news that pharmaceutical giant Pfizer thinks its COVID-19 vaccine candidate is 90% effective in stopping infection. The vaccine is one of four the Australian government has signed up to buy if it is proven successful. But the Pfizer product presents some logistical challenges, as Samantha Donovan reports.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is welcoming the news the Pfizer vaccine is doing well in trials, but he's urging caution.
These results are very promising, and I'm optimistic and hopeful about next year, about the rollout of those vaccine programs. The vaccines that will be made available to Australians will be done so first and foremost on the basis that they are safe.
Dr. Larissa Labson is an immunologist at the University of Queensland. She too is excited by the prospect of a vaccine, but she says many questions about the Pfizer product on trial still need to be answered.
We don't know if people had a mild disease or not. We don't know what the spread of the patients was like, how many were older, how many were younger, sort of ethnicity, comorbidities, and all of those things that we know influence the outcome of COVID-19 disease severity.
Pfizer's offering is what's known as an mRNA vaccine, and if it finally gets the go-ahead, it'll be made in specialised facilities in the United States and Europe, and getting it safely to far-off Australia may pose challenges. Dr. Labson.
mRNA itself is quite an unstable molecule. So when we're working with it in the lab, we store it at a very low temperature, so minus 80 degrees Celsius. And that's because it can easily degrade. And of course, that's something that needs to be avoided with this vaccine. In order for it to be safe and effective, we need that mRNA sequence to be intact so that the body is making the complete spike protein for the immune system to recognise. So that means for distributing the vaccine, this particular mRNA vaccine, it needs to be stored at this minus 80 degree temperature, basically up until it's reaching the point where it's being injected into people. So as you can imagine, trying to have minus 80 freezers and minus 80 storage components that allow for proper shipping and arrival of the vaccine to its necessary destinations is going to be quite tricky and probably less feasible in lower income countries and in more rural settings.
Australia has committed $500 million to helping get any vaccine to the smaller Pacific nations and Southeast Asian countries. So getting it to them could prove challenging too, it would seem.
So this is certainly the first instance of a large-scale rollout of an mRNA vaccine. Most of the other vaccines that are in use are live inactivated or protein vaccines, which means that they're more stored around 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, making it slightly easier for those difficult distributions. But you know, that's the challenge that we need to address as a global community.
Pfizer has told PM it's developed detailed logistical plans and tools to support effective vaccine transport, storage and continuous temperature monitoring, and it's confident it can deliver doses to locations requested by governments. Nonetheless, Dr. Larissa Labson says having a number of vaccine options will be best for Australia.
We do great science here in Australia, and being able to produce our own vaccines will really give us far more independence and security when it comes to that vaccine distribution.
Dr. Larissa Labson from the University of Queensland. Samantha Donovan, our reporter there.